Kwazwai muri eZimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chive chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live muri eZimbabwe from Studio 7, a voice of America. On Tuesday, the 21st of January 2020, muri eZimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of January 2020. Now, nasi muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. We discuss the state of the Zimbabwean education sector. But today, we don't just look to touch on the surface like we did last week, whereby we highlighted the concerns of the parents and we highlighted the concerns of the teachers, but we look to delve deeper. We look to figure out kuti zvese zviri kuitika varairidzwa vari kuratidzira abantwana vesikolo labo vayachengisela tikona zvekare vabereki nawo vari kuchema chema. All these things that are happening, what are the impacts when we're talking about the state of the Zimbabwean education? What does this mean for the nation, and what does this mean for the nation's youth? What does this mean for future generations? Now, for those that don't know, or those that missed our program last week we saw Zimbabwean teachers that work in government schools take bakati aiwa mapadza pasi bona baqala ukutshengisela bakati aiwa abasikwenda kuchikoro kana kuti iwo vanga vari kuchikoro. They started staging stay-ins. We're not getting the opportunity to learn. Now, this is something that left a lot of parents concerned. Because one guy just they ran left, right, and center, just to get money for them to be able to pay school fees, for them to pay for the textbooks and so forth. Something that they were already aggrieved about because they felt was expensive. But now, abantwana sebefikile esikolo kuthiwa ha, kanti abasatholi imfundo. So now, parents started feeling aggrieved. But not only did the parents start feeling aggrieved, just yesterday, sibone abantwana besikolo, vechidiki, vekuchikoro che Njube High School, ngale gontutu ziyathunga, bepuma ngobunengi babo betshengisela, besithi, abathaba. But now, before we head over to Njube Primary High School to see what exactly happened, let's head over to one of the concerned parents who got to speak to our Studio 7 correspondent, Batabile Masugu. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe lapha into ya matichara iyangikhathaza kunokumangalisayo ngoba amatichara sisakwazi ukuthi alwa labazali, alwa labantwana, balwa lohulumende. Kati wayibona nxa kuyukuthi balwa ngeholo labo. Waye bengakhulumi ngeholo labo befundisa abantwana. They are crushing impilo yabantwana down lokhana kokuthi ngoba khathi esizikulu fisi zikhwelile, abazali zihlanganise nzima imali zona zozo zikulu fisi ngokufisa ukuthi abantwana bethu babe le mpilo yakusasa. Babulala abantwana ngoba bulaba abantwana ababenza njalo ngopresident bakusasa, ngamateacher kusasa, bona they are growing up bayaluphala. So nxa sebesenzisa bhutishi ngokufundisa abantwana, ilizwe liyaba lilizwe linjani? Amateacher secina kibo phi? Akusela amanye amateacher okumele abe khona. Siyacela amateacher njengabazali, khulumani lohulumende ngeholo lenu ngapha abantwana befunda, ngoba lapha you are fighting against ama-parents. All people in Zimbabwe are in hot. Abantu basebunzimeni bonke.
Lea muzo pelu mama murugunzu wakubwa kuna umo mai varu kuchema hands ah varairizi please please please. Dzokera ikuzvikoro mutange kudzidzisa vana kana muri kuchema chema muchinyunyutawo nenyaya yemihoro hongu hapana chakaipa asi dzokera ikuzvikoro mudzidzisa vana asi kune rimwe divi muchitaurawo nehurumende muchiwanawo kuti kana uripo here wokuti mungashanda pamwe chete. Liamuzwa, that was one of a concerned parents who was basically breaking it down the city iyena njengomzali ivose mbareki her as a parent. She's really aggrieved. She's not happy. Teachers, please, please, please go back to schools and teach the children. And if it's about your salaries, use the opportunity to continue engaging with government. But now, it didn't end there. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi abantwana izolo baphume ngobuningi babo ngempela vechidiki vakabuda zvikurusa uko kubulawayo kontutuzi yathunqa takaona vechidiki sivone abantwana besikolo St. Jubo High School labo bephuma ngobuningi betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo bayabona labo ukuthi izinto zikhanya ngani azihambe kuhle. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Njube High School. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared, their voice has spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
Liamuzwa phela omunye wababalisi, and you also heard from abantwana besikolo se Njube High School labo babetshengisela izolo besithi into eyenzayo sayizonda. They basically highlighting ukuthi bona they're not happy with the current state of things that are happening within schools, and some of them are also concerned ukuthi how kanti kusasa labo lime njani. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini izilukandaba ukuthi libona njani lokho kwenzakalayo esikolo. Siyezwa ukuthi ababalisi bona sebengene isebengenile ku-week 2 bengahambi esikolo, abantwana bayasaba besithi how kanti ikusasa lime njani. Abazali labo bayasaba. So I want to hear from you all ukuthi what is your take on things happening and what's happening in the schools? Also, what is the future of Zimbabwean education? Now, experts say ukuthi all these things that are happening are contributing to something that could turn out to be a disaster when we're talking about the Zimbabwean education system. I reached out to an educator based here in America, laye ungumbalisi uPitizela Ngcobo. Let's hear what Peter had to say.
Okwenzakala ekhaya ngendaba zemfundo kuzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ilizwe lethu lithe liqala ngabo-1980 selithola izibuse elisazakala ngemfundo ebinhle e-Afrika. Bekuli lizwe okulabantu abaningi abafundileyo, ababalisi befundisa, amatitsha ehlonitshwa, ehlonitshwa nguzulu wonke. Kodwa kuthe sokubuyela uhulumende sesibona imfundo isiya phansi. Okwalunyaka khona kuzisa ubuhlungu. Abantwana besikolo, size sabona abantwana besikolo abesikolo seNjube High kobulawayo besukuma besiya demonstrator besiya tshengisela ekhuluma ngokuthi ischool fees sikhwele kakhulu njalo abala amabhuku and amabhuku lawo kumele bezithengele abazali abaningi abenelisa imali yokuthi kumbe behambise abantwana ukubabhadalela ku-day school singasakhulumi ke ama-boarding school ngesilungu abathi state of education hayi isimo sakhona sibi isimo esizwisa ubuhlungu sonke sizwa ubuhlungu ngabantwana abancane laba abasakhulayo abazaswela ithuba thina esilitholileyo xa umntwana engelamfundo ngempilo yanamhlanje kunzima kuphileke njalo besikhanya ukuthi izikolo yizo ezizasiza abantwana bafunde babe lekusasa enhle njengathi abanye sakhulile emakhaya kodwa ngenxa yemfundo namhla sesithola amathuba lawo sesilawo kodwa abantwana bathesa basenelisa ukuthola lawo mathuba ababalisa ukuthi abatshiya amaklasi ewoda bayegwela amacimbi ngiyazi nxa sikhuluma so abantu bengahleka kunganenhlekisa kodwa sikhuluma ngababalisi labo abangelalutho abangelamali abahola imali enileyo ukuthi nje bezikhangelele bethenga ukudla begcina abantu babo seze begcina labo besiyadinga amacimbi angabenzela ngcono silethemba ukuthi uhulumende uzazama abonthe ngenzani ukuze alamule kulesi simo sesikiso ngoba ngeminyaka le elandelayo singaqhubeka kanje kutsho ukuthi iliterate rate yethu izakuya phansi njalo abantwana abaningi asoze bebele kusasa enhle silethemba lokuthi uhulumende wakithi okamongameli uMnangagwa ulalele njalo uyazinuka amakhwapha ukuthi kambe yikwini abangakwenza ukuthi abantwana bebele kusasa enhle abantwana bethole ukufunda abantwana bethole amabhuku ababalisi bethole ihole elingabenzibeni lisukuhamba emsebenzini njalo belethe ukuhlonipheka ngumsebenzi wobubalisi. Ngiyabonga.
Well, you heard there from Umnumzana uPitizela Ngcobo. He's an educator based here in the United States of America. He basically highlights ukuthi yena as an educator, he feels ukuthi it's very sad what's happening with the Zimbabwean education system. He feels as though teachers shouldn't be out there spending more time bedinga amacimbi bashaga amadora. Instead, they should be in class and focusing on educating the future generations. He also highlighted how back in the day, in 1980, it gave them the opportunities that they have today. Education is the one thing that led to where he is today. And he feels as though it's sad that the way that things are going, he feels as though the new generation or the generation of today might not get the same opportunities. So ngenani kuhlelo lesitshelo mbono wenu mayelana ngodabalo khona ekutwini iphinda emtshirongo womuntu uzo ma onre enyu. We're talking about the current state of the Zimbabwean education system. So we're broadcasting live on radio as we speak, panapapa 909 medium wave frequency. We're broadcasting on 4930 13860, uyezepa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave, and on the internet as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe. We're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, uyezepa www.voashona.com. Sakana mchopinda mchirongo msakanga nokuthuthukuthepha nyura live pama page elu pa Facebook mathathu. Saka you can also write your name and number on our Facebook pages, or you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or call me live on air on +12026192084. So, pindai mchirongwa muri ya Zimbabwe, mundu zo maondre, magatira chirongwa chindu chewe chidiki, ushelo The Connection, lilami umaikove.
Heita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. No,
Aspect Maxi, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram, ndipo pandino batikan, sakakana mshina ukurukura neni, if you're looking to speak to me, ama fisu kukulami, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Gotwa, for the next hour, sikonapa, ema kasine tugu Facebook, for the next hour, VOA, shona VOA, ndebele uyeje, pa VOA Studio 7. So, pala nipela imivonenu, nyurai manamba, kana mshina upina mchirongwa, and we'll be calling you live on air. Now, let's head over to my panel of experts. The first guest that I have joining me live, Ikungweni, is he has a lot of knowledge on the state of the Zimbabwean education system. Uke wabangu headmaster, uke wabangu mbalisi, asizwe nukuthi ubaba Thandeko Zinti Mkandla yena uthini ngodaba lokhona ekudweni. Baba Mkandla, welcome to our youth program. Baba, how are you?
I'm fine and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much. We're looking to hear more of your expertise and hear more from your wisdom. Now, Baba Mkandla, something that's happening elizweni, abantu abasakhulayo seem to be going through a very interesting time, for lack of a better use. Abantu abasakhulayo, yesterday we saw young people from Juve High School taking to the streets, Labo, saying they're not happy with the current state of the education system in the country. As someone who's been a headmaster, you've experienced both the good times and the bad times. What does this mean for the nation's education system?
Well, what happened at Njube High School was bound to happen at any other school. Because education, like almost every commodity in this country, is being run down by the current authority. The students, I'm sure, they are investing in education for their future. Each and every student has a dream to be somebody or to be someone so many years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that there is an obstacle to their dream, like any other human being, they are bound to react one way or the other. And hence this demonstration by the students at Njube High School in Bulawayo is an eye-opener that Njube is just symbolic of almost all the schools in this country. Mm-hmm. Because the students and the parents and the teachers are equally affected.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the authorities must wake up and analyze and get to the root of the problem, rather than scapegoating, pointing fingers, arresting teachers, calling for a third hand. It won't take the problem away.
Mm-hmm.
They must really understand why students, instead of being in the classroom, they took to the streets to explain, to display, to show their frustration with the way their education is being mishandled, not handled, but mishandled. And this means that this demonstration may spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the authorities, unless the government does something pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what they're asking for, those two issues, this hike in fees in this economic heavily depressed economic environment and the welfare of their educators or teachers, they are genuine, they are realistic, they are logical, they are rational. They are not just inserting their thumbs and substantive problems that need attention. I think the students were just or are just fed up by the way things are moving in the education sector.
Now, Baba Mkandla, let's take a step back and look at 2019, because 2020 is only just kick-starting, and look at the education sector itself. I managed to take a look at some of the results, so I'm trying to figure out where the big impact is. Now, we've got a slideshow that I'm looking to show our listeners, so I'm hoping my producer can pull up the slideshow. In this slideshow, it shows how the grade 7 results went down by 5.18% in 2018. And in 2018 it was 52.808, and in 2019 it was 46.09, which means there was a drop in 5.18%. It also highlights how there were 45 schools with 100% pass rate. It highlights how there are 87 schools with a 0% pass rate, and how the bottom 10, we spoke about this with Mnumzana Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu last time he was on this program. Bottom 10 schools are in Matabeleland. Now, this is for different reasons, of course, such as resource allocation and so forth and so forth. However, how is this a reflection of what's happening today in 2020 within our high schools and primary schools?
Education is basically triangular in shape, or is a tripod. There is a parent, there is a student, and there is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those three must play their role to have an optimum output. The parent must encourage his or her children to go to school and provide what he or she has to for the student to learn. The student must be motivated intrinsically from within to go through the process of education.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher must also be equally motivated by working conditions, by rules and regulations that govern his or her employment, so that the teacher also delivers to the best of his or her ability what he or she has to do in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these three lacks due to some other reason, the education of the child will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have been complaining over the years about their poor working conditions, including their salaries and allowances. I'm not surprised, therefore, that the statistics will show a drop in the pass rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the teachers are not qualified, not that the students are not there. Not that the parents are lethargic about the education of their children, but the teacher has come to the center of operation in education.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is not well looked after, despite what the parent and the child may do, the education center will suffer. All what is wanted is to analyze each of these three segments and see which one lacks. As of now, yes, parents are finding it difficult to get fees and other school-limited requirements. People, yes, they may also suffer from the inability of their parents to provide them with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the teacher who has to try to motivate himself or herself to uplift those that he has been charged with.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher who has to deliver the stuff is not well catered for, the teacher will find other means to try to sustain himself or herself. And hence, the siyakora amaqindi. Or doing any other thing. Or just lazing around, because psychologically they are affected by saying we are working for nothing. Remember, the teacher is supposed to do everything that's supposed to be done. But at the end of the day, the same teacher may be a parent who is not able to pay fees for his or her own children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see this is well going to affect the outcome of the education results at the end of the day. Never mind what people say, we have to make sure that the tripod stands equally on each and every leg that it has.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back to you. The second guest on Genayo Kuhlelo, Umnumzana uPGS Namburo. But before I head over to PGS, let me take my first caller on Genayo Kuhlelo, and then I'll head over to PGS and back to Babu Mkanda. Caller, caller, Mtereri, on Genayo Kuhlelo, Mbani.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Indeed,
David Stole, Kuchirizi. Yes, Stole, Zuru.
Ah, zvifambi ngaiti dzavana yakuvara.
Hanziko chanetsa chimuzvikoro.
maticha asipo wana moro wakakwana saka wanga tijisha sei iyo wafika puwi matika kwana
Zino mkoma David Tambori za imo video hapo mbereki anga chichema ona ya chichi hongu ziru kunzwisisika kutuwa varairizi ya wasiku wana mihoro ya varikuda asi vanao mamirwa ezvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka vakuto yatingati nechirungu vakuto distracta remangwana revana nenyaya yekuti havasi kuenda muzvikoro mubereki uya abva aendera mberi achiti varairidzi please 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 dzokerai muzvikoro munodzidzisa vana kune rivi moshandisawo mukana wekuendera mberi muchikurukura nehurumende kuona kuti mukana uripo here wekushanda pamwe chete hamuna maundiro akafanana here
kwete avo maonero avo akasiyana neangu nokuti maticha ashandi kusocial welfare vanofanirawo kuti vaone kuti vararamise mhuri dzavo vana vavanoda kuenda kuzvikoro ivo vanodawo mari yetransport nomuhoro wavo imagine ticha achihora 1200 mutero wembwa chaivo zvinombokwanisikika ndeno zvaikwanisika hurumende iyi harisi kuziva kuti inoda kuvhoteererani inotadza kuteerera varidzi vayo vakaivhotera ivavo kana ichakavhoterwa nevanhu vemuzimbabwe sei isingateereri zvinotaurwa nevanhu vacho madhokota asi kuenda kubasa manesa asi kuenda kubasa asi vakanyarara isaredi jero sadhika ndimozviona
zvino ndiudzewo mukoma David ndiudzewo nemaondo renyu remangwana revana rakamira sei sezvo muri kutaura zvese izvi zvechokwadi zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe zvinhu zvikaendera mberi remangwana revana rinenge rakamira sei
nyika ii yakatourawa kare ithink kubva pangotanga 2000 payapa kutanga nainda payapa education yanga ichingoinda ichingoinda ichifa kusvika izvezvi inosi generation
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma David tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva muteereri wedu wekutanga ari pinda muchirongwa thank you so much handiri baba right ndi mzvino munumzana udavid nguyo mulalo wokuqala ongeneleyo kuhlelo yena udavid highlighted kuti ngombono wakhe ikusasa lelizwe khanya ngani it's a little dim asizoni kuti upiti westena uthini ngalo mbono kamnumzana David vanamburo ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki zviri kufamba here mukomongo vanamburo muripo parunhare here
tiripo parunhare mukuru
thank you so much for making time to join us again this week basically we're taking the conversation forward we're delving deeper into the education system in Zimbabwe I know that you are the head of a students union so you are able to basically walk us through the experiences of students now nezuro takaona vechidiki veku high school kunjube uko kuvulawayo they went out in their masses vachiratidzira mugwagwa chiiva vasikufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muclass vari kuchema chema nenyaya yekuti varairidza havasi kuuya kuchikoro saka ivo vatopinda muvhiki rechipiri vasina kuwana dzidzo vari kuchema zvekare vachiti nyaya yeschool fees hanzi vabereki vakachema 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 vakatsvaga 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 mari vamwe nanhasa vasati vabhadhara school fees asi vana variko zvino vasvika kuchikoro kwacho kwakatsvagwa kukatsvagwa kukatsvagwa mari asi 2 weeks later havasati vawana dzidzo imi somo who's a student representative how do you take something like this in
okay chitanga mukomola tinoda kutanga taisa muono pamwe chete sezvakambo taura last time but I got no wherever we talk of issues to do with the that involve the government issues that involve the government is big citizens we need to face the denominator kuti nyika chimbori chii kana taziva izvozvo ndozvinotipa way forward kuziva kuti tinoda kuzovei mangwana kana kushaya zvinoda kurongesa but commenting on the issue that took place yesterday where school pupils from secondary schools going to the streets protesting one we might not know the factors behind the protest but basically commenting the economic situation in Zimbabwe of course it's not right and everyone is affected by it. Even the government itself, it will boom out of this, it's not going to happen. And the old citizens, they are also crying because the economic situation is not fine, it's not well. So, it is genuine that they are complaining because my teacher at school and the educational system is not favorable to them. No, the monitoring is good, because wherever, if they see my cities, I feel farmers are not, one father to some very select. But now, the school administration says they were supposed to engage the school administration. Once that would be why teachers are not attending. And even the school administration can no longer attend because they are teachers. I'm not sure if about that. They should have engaged with the government because one minister is our minister of primary and secondary. And who is in charge of that? And that minister should be brought to book. What you want to the minister? She needs to find a pharmacy. They make a way forward in a way positive manner, which does not affect the whole society. It's fine. And no business. So, as also, as a student leader, first you need before. Can come in, you need to see the factors, the few factors that are behind it. Fine, my teachers go off here, we might say they are complaining day in, day out, it's a valid point, it's a valid outcry. You are going to know a grievance, but no, but I feel that they should make means in a positive way to engage the government as teachers. Then we got a party on the services. No, the government did good issues. I remember government which offered the Tango the Kero to know. It's also a Tina Paris in the party. Tina Paris in the party. If they see it's not worth checking, then they should make a way forward. They should make it, you know, have an option. You know, that could be worse affected because it is a right. You are not going to want to study the education like other rights.
Now, Va Namburo, let's discuss a couple of numbers here. Earlier on, I was talking to my other guest who's on the line, Va Tandigozintimkanza, about the numbers. I'd like to hear your take on some of these numbers. Just the dropout rate here in the year of 2019. Tichitarisa kunana manika lenduko. It was one of the things that was highlighted was 9,559 students out of 689,255 students dropped out. This is due to delinquency, debt, exclusion, and others. They also highlighted how kunana, for example, places like Manikaland in 2017, there's had the highest number of dropouts, even though it's leveling out. They also highlighted certain different things. But basically, what it seemed to narrow down is Vanavich Koro are now starting to suffer due to several things such as the teachers' protests, due to several things such as the current state of the economy. Is there a way to save and fix these students? Vanamburo.
Looking at the rationale behind my reasons, why Vanavar got to power, there are so many reasons, regardless of the economic situation. Some people just tend to drop out. They feel like dropping. Because if you see with the highest rate, like what you're saying, especially, let's say, in all mining towns, they are not going to drop out because they are not going to be in the mining. They see the mining but looking at, of course, the economic situation, you need the highest contributor. You need to have the one right to drop out. Fine, but if you see, we are saying, no, if that's the case, then the government really need to look on it, you know, to find the solution. We will push the government, and we should be brought to task. But no, we should monitor and engage the government. But no, they should come up with a mitigative or a solution to counter my problem. Because of the economic situation. For instance, yesterday we engaged the minister, the deputy minister of youth and sports arts and recreation, Honorable Machaga, to say, Minister, look, we have quite a number of students in higher learning institutions who are dropping out because of these financial difficulties. From our teachers' college in politics, because they have and great concern. And he vowed to engage the business community to try and assist. So these are some of the mechanisms that we are looking forward to. If it's true in terms of figures that students are really dropping out. From school because of financial situations, there are always mitigative measures that we can engage as student unions to try to source for funds for those students as a measure, you know, to improve or to curb off, you know, the issues of what of students dropping out from school due to financial difficulties. But the government also must be, must be engaged in a way could Jaumena, you know, in a holistic could Jaumena, so that it feels responsible, you know, of the situation, and it takes control of every situation, because one of the numbers is not enough.
All right, so again, ndikubathe pamromo nditore mtereri, and then I'll head over back to umnumzana ubaba Thande Ngozindimkanda. Ndikunzwa kuti ndine mtereri, ngiyezwa kuti ngilo mlaleli ongena kuhlelo. Khola khola mtereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndiyani aripo pari nari? Mlaleli, hello? Ah, ngiyezwa kuti umlaleli usehambile, he dropped ucingo. Hayi asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku VOA Ndebele njalo ku VOA Studio 7 njalo ku VOA Shona ku Facebook. Ngibona ukuthi ukhoselihle Ndlovu is watching with us. Ukhona vele siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. U Rejoice uthi linjani sihlobo zenkosi, hayi siyaphila Rejoice. U Albert Pereira ukhona la uthi hayi abatsha lamo kumele balule amalungu la abo. I kanya ngani uyavumelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Everything that happened gobulawayo izolo, uSindiso Pepe la ukhona, uSunny Boy langa la ukhona, uNesisa Dube uthi unjani umsakazi lo weskaf sakhe nganika amathisha imali. Hayi uNesisa Dube uthi hayi uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kumele anikeze abo thisha imali zabo. Hayi siyezwa ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Qhubekani libhala imibono yenu, yenraimberi muchonyora maondo enyu, uyezwe muchisa manamba enyu kuitwa kusukufonele. Let's go back to ubaba Thande Ngozindimkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Hayi ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo mlaleli wothi ngiqale ngithathe umlaleli, and then I'll go to ubaba Mkandla. Khola khola mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Ndinomgamshira mchirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ndi Mkoma Moven, makadi ndi South Africa.
Ai wa tri bokurisa iko ku South Africa Mkoma Moven.
Ah kuri right me.
Pindai mchirongwa mundudzo maondo renyu mukuru.
Ah maona kuti kufuta.
Ma kufamba famba Mkoma Moven chimbodzokera ipa mamuri.
Okay, ndibvanda ndiri.
Right. Pamuri papo musatombo move. Ma mchiti
ndangiti zviri kuitika kumusha zviitikaio vana havasi kudzidza chimira china kumira zvakanaka saka vakuru vedu ava mhani vanofanira kuzviona kuti ngavanzire vamwe titi ma vana chikurukuru vana havasi kudzidza kumusha
zvino Mukoma Moveni munodza paimbove nenguva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe especially vechidiki pavaiuya kusouth africa ikoko vachidzidza vainyatsokwatura muklasi nekuti zvainzi mazimbabwenzi vanhu vakangwara nemaondo renyu zvese izvi zviri kuitika mungati chinhu chichachinja maondo evanhu pamusoro pe yatingati education system yedu here angibona ngani uMoveni usahambile. Hai, vamoveni vane network inenge yavanetsa. I heard his phone drop. So let's go back to Baba Thande Ngozindimkanda. Let's hear what he has to say. Baba Mkanda, connect ngwe na. Baba Mkanda, Thande Ngozindimkanda, connect ngwe baba.
We are good.
Right. So you heard guest on me, my second guest, Mnumzana UPGS Namburo, ngena kuhlelo, he highlighted how it's very important for abantu before they go to the streets and so forth, they should find ways to engage uhulumende so that government can have the opportunity to address the issue beforehand. Do you feel as though with the way that things have gone, especially abazali kanye lababalisi have tried enough to engage uhulumende?
Well, I don't know much about parents because I'm ignorant of any association that is made up of parents of students at school that has taken it upon itself to discuss or to dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much aware of what the teachers' union in their individual and collective capacities have been doing over the past year trying to engage the government right up to the Apex Council, which includes all civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers, the civil servants, have really exhausted themselves in trying to negotiate what they think is a reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried their best. Well, from what we gather and from what we know, they've tried their best to tell the government what they expect their employer to do.
Mm-hmm.
just like, I mean, they are simply saying, basically, they are not asking for an increment. They are just asking that the $450 or $500 that they used to get be the same salary only at the interbank rate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is being very, 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 very reasonable, because what they are getting now is just about $30 to $40.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers' union and the Apex Council, they have really tried their best to discuss, talk, negotiate, bargain, dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the scenario that we are facing now. When I think students at secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, they may not have SRCs or organizations like ZINASU and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the civil servants, who are the responsibility of the government, have done and tried their best until they threw up their arms in despair and said, our employer is insensitive to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have tried their best. And hence this kind of talking of not going to work. Because to me, it's just a statement. It's not that they're on strike. I think they're just making a statement on their being incapacitated to go to their station and deliver the stuff that they're supposed to deliver.
Mhm. Ayi akuzwa baba Mkandla ngicela ubambe kancane ecincweni ngithatha umlaleli isizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodaba lokho nokudwena ngizwa. Right, ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli Muriye Zimbabwe ndikuzwa ndine mthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lokho nokudwena. Khona khona mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo ndiyana ripopari nari ngibane khona ecincweni.
Romeo Mkandla.
Eh mkoma Romeo uzufamba.
Right,
muri kufondera muri kupi?
Ndifonde kubhinga.
Hanzi iko kubhinga zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvinhu zvava pressure mukoma kune zvikoro hazvizi hazvipo.
Zvikoro zvakavhurwa vhiki rapfuura vana vakaenda kuchikoro vakaona mukana wekudzidza here?
Hati?
Ndachiti vana vakaona mukana wekudzidza here kubhinga uko?
Kuno kukana uzi zapana ndio sina tika zaisa mano ora ndio ndio ntshana nesindebele.
Ah, ungakhuluma baba Robio bengazi ukuthi uyakhuluma isindebele, ungakhuluma baba.
Okay, lapho iproblem ekhona abantu abafundi, abantu ababuya bayezofundisa ngapha ngamashona. Amashona ngkhona avela akhathana amasinde ngapha. Yoba yami iproblem yamatika ukuthi basiyeli manje ugada. So ngapha amaleta tika zimali ukhana ukuthi ze bavale amakhasi zethu bezingena umsebenzi. So bezingena ngapha amashona abangkhona sebeseli nayo bezingena ngapha.
Awungitsheleke baba Romeo, njengoba ushilo ukuthi ababalisi bona abahambi esikolo, abantwana bakhona kodwa abatholi imfundo, lokhu kusho ukuthini nxa sesixoxisana ngelokusasa lelizwe?
Lokhu kusho ukuthi vele abantwana abakhona sezive ukufunda ukuthi wasezive udelende kusho ukuthi vele izwe lelizwe langikhona selizaba ilizwe labantu abangafundanga especially engabhayazi ebhinga engikhona mina imfundo yami yaletha ukuthi vele isikhathi sokuthi bazakuthola imfundo abantu angapha but esekuyisikhathi sokuthi ami abantu abasebekhanya ukuthi bazakufunda kube ngcono but engingasekukhanya sokuyenzeka ti sesiyela ngale esike ngizawuqala vele abantu bengawutholi imfundo engaphele kuyo so sekhanyani ngindizela abantwana lokho.
Ikusasa lelizwe ke baba bona ngani izinto zime njani?
Lapha wenzina izinto ine ukhayani lapha hayi ukuthi kuzizolo ukuthi vele izaba lelizwe linye labantu abazezisebenzela ubeka abantu abazakubele umele welizwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Romeo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ngaphosela amazwi akho okugcina.
Hello?
Bengithi bengicela uphosele amazwi akho okugcina.
Hayi mina bengicela ukuthi ngabe ngifuna ukuyazisa sibili vela ama-teachers bebe nikifo lelo linye lelo mina nje ngabe dinga mina ngikame dinga sibili nje ukuthi wami nje wami ngikhiphe dinga. Isikole sizwe impilo yankona ngapha abantu abangaphe dinga bakhangela phansi yabo abangafundanga endlela yathi nje ukukhanya ngani nje lo president mkulu akukhaphe dinga bese ngoba ukuthi abantu basuka ngale emashweni nabafundisayo ngapha abantu bangaphakanyisa isikhathi i-chance yokuthi bethole imisebenzi ngapha
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Romeo, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo tata, thank you so much.
Hayi ngiyabonga.
Right, Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard from Romeo who is in Binga. Romeo there is highlighting, things are not okay when we're talking about the schools. He highlighted how a lot of the teachers are people who come from different areas and are teaching in Binga there. Now, he said the local teachers themselves, there's not that many of them. And those that are coming from outside are now the ones who are saying, we don't have money. So now the students are just in class looking at each other and they're not learning much. Asibone ukuthi abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yetu Studio 7. Ngibona ngempela ukuthi people are sending ama messages. Siyabonga kakhulu. Qhubekani. Ubheki Themba uthi ama teacher abulala abantwana kubi abakwenzayo. Kuthiwa abangesabi uhulumende benza ngathi bayafundisa beshona belele emaklasini. Hayi, kuthiwa bona labo they are not going to school. Uphinde wathi umnangagwa, hayi, kumele alungisise uhlupho lwababalisi. Lawo ngamazwi kaBheki Themba. Rollins uyabhala ngempela ukuthi ngikhona, siyabonga kakhulu Rollins ngokungena kuhlelo. Hayi, asizweni ukuthi uPG West yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo. PG West uchiri popar narera mkomongo. Right, vanamburo. Vatereri vaningwari kupinda, and it seems as though a lot of people feel very bleak about the nation's future. A lot of people are looking at everything that's going on in the schools, and people seem to fear for the nation's future, because just like what one of the parents was played on video was highlighting, when teachers are not in classes engaging and educating the future leaders, that means future leaders are not going to have a firm understanding on how things are supposed to be handled. As a student leader, as someone who's gone through the same system itself, what do you have to say about that, and what is your take on the future generations?
Yeah, of course, problems, you know, economic problems are quite normal. In Zimbabwe, you know, we haven't seen a constant, you know, the consistency of the economy, economy is not normal, fine. The economic challenges are there, not just in Zimbabwe, but everywhere. But it depends on how the government and these citizens put themselves together to try to address these issues. Personally, I don't believe, with a problem, I think it's a nasty during that battle, the determination is going to be reached at the I believe that in those problems, we should find the probable solution and I believe that we have the solution to the problems that are currently at play. The economic situation fine is changing to everyone. Like, if we had to even those in the helm of power, you know, of the government system, they are saying, no, the economic situation is certain and is not equally sustainable to anyone. And to the future generation here, this is, of course, currently there's a turbulence. The ground is not even, the future. We can't say the future is not certain. We have a better future yet. But what just we need is, for those wakakura wakudara, wanyewangu wakutikurei, wakukwanezo wane mono, wane simba wakuchinja, mangu wanaraji, wanawawe waraizedu, wakberegivedu ni government. They should put themselves together. They should find the common ground. Kuti wakadzira, mangu wanaeridu kuti ingerere wakanakasei. Not for them to just continuously fighting for sinus. Wano kwanza kuti aurana wakitea.
Alright, regain bathi pamromo ngiyeza ukuthi ngilo munye umlalelo ongena kuhlelo, and then I'll go to Baba Mkanda to get a reaction. Kola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshira mtrongwa ngibani okhona ecingweni alipha nari ndiyani. Mlaleli, hello.
Hello. Yeah, ngusindiso Mahlangu.
Yebo Mahlangu, unjani?
Ngikukhona Butwana.
Usiphuma ungapi baba?
Ngise Butwana.
Ah, utumelani dadhe.
Yeah.
Right. So udabula khona egudwini uluzile Mahlangu. Abantu abasakhulayo abasezipolo bayakhala ukuthiwa ha 2 weeks ngakatholi imfundo elizweni ababalisi bona bathi ha ngeke bahambe emsebenzini kusiyafika isikhathi lapho uhulumende gives into their grievances ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni something that's going to affect ikusasa lelizwe na
bafo lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngananzelela ukuthi impilo yomuntu imfundo uma ungafundanga ulanto ongayiyenza ekhaya akunanto ehambayo yonke into imile ngenxa yokuthi isiphofu sikhokhelayo ngoba wena wathi wabona isiphofu sikhokhela esinye isiphofu bakho akula siphofu esingakhokhela esinye isiphofu but zithi siyakubona kusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi akula mfundo iliphi lizwe engela mfundo nxa ngela mfundo vele kuthi yonke into iphansi akulanto ongayiyenza ungafundanga uyabe usufana nje lo mntwana osecreshi oyabe ethengisa ukuthi kuthiwa wethi ngenxa yokuthi kafundanga bafo kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikwenzayo but silohulumente okhethwe ngabantu but bakwazi ukusebenzela abantu abamkhethileyo khangela namhlanje esilokezehluleka ukusebenzela abancane ikusasa lethu ikusasa lakhe abazafundisa abantwa bakhe uteacher seze siyabamba icimbi kodwa upresident ukhona uyehluleka ukuthi eze isikhalazo esilula nje esincane sokusethi hhayi ngikhala ngesisu esithi sami ngilambila kulalutho upresident nje kwanisa ukulalela ethi hhayi ngiyakuzwa mntanami nansi wanifula ngezelela lawe uthenga ukuthi la ubamba umoya bafo kubuhlungu lokhu kakhulu
manje Mahlangu udaba lolu ungaqhubeka
kusasa bafo into evutshela yona ombhalele phansi wamazami kusasa uzezwa kuthiwa kule third hand ulalele uthula udizwi uzezwa kuthiwa kulokunye okuthi amanzi phakathi kokwenzakale esibulawayo ebantwaneni besikolo bedemonstrata besithi hayi isoko lethu liyawonakala ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikujanuwari namhlanje umnyaka uyavuka uphelile umntana okuform 4 kumele kutelele ama-certificate akhe ekwazi ukuyoqhubekela phambili ngemfundo yakhe kumbe akaqhubekele phambili but nxa ile 2 isengafundi uyabelani akula lutho uyabe efeyilile kuthiwa ufeyilile kodwa uyabe engafeylanga ngoba kafundanga lutho
ubona ngani udaba lo lulakho ukulungisiswa na
bafuna udaba olulula kakhulu lokhu kuyalungisiseka ngoba nawe nqawo nje somntana wakho ekhala ngendlala uyabukwazi ukuthi into akhala ngayo ukhala ngento engene esiswini sakhe akula teacher ongakuma phambi komntwana wesikolo engadlanga elambile uyafundisana elambile but udaba lolu nxa kulungisiswa lungaqala ukulungisiswa kibe amatisha bethole okokuthi lawo bencedise imuli zabo uzathola ukuthi yonke into ilungile
sibona umunye umama we played a video earlier on lapho umama ubekhala esithi ababalisi please go back to school yofundisa abantwana and then yebo leyakhala lesithi alilamali yokufika esikolo kodwa hambani liyofundisa abantwana liqhubekele phambili likhulumisana lohulumende uyavumelana ngalombono na
bafo uyabona into yokuqala ezothe yona ebuhlungu yokuthi nxa usuka usebhulawayo uyaburentile la ohlala khona ulendoda uvuke futhi imali ekuseni ukuthi umbhadale imali yobuthongo la olala khona ukudla kumele uvuke usidle ekuseni awungeke kuma phambi komntwana esikolo ungagezanga ungaxubhanga kumele ukuthi uhole uge uthole imali yokuthenga isepa uthole imali yokuthudla ufundise umntwana esikolo laye ezihawukele uba njengawo yabona mna kafonte engifunda isikhathi esidlileyo uthi ubehlonitshisa kakhulu uthi ubebuya eklasini ebofithayi engumuntu ogqoka isicathulo esipholithiweyo esicazimulayo but namhlanje utitha udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga kanifuna ukuthethisa but ngotheathi utitha namhlanje udlulwa umuntu ongafundanga utshona egeta igolide egangeni udlula utitha
hayi siyakuzwa Mahlangu ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ntulan ngiyalebuha thank you so much
thank you bafo
Right, Zulukalaba, that was Cindy Somahlangu. He is a caller calling us straight from Botswana. Mahlangu is basically highlighting the issue can be fixed. There is hope the issue can be fixed. It's something very simple. Just make sure that teachers regain their integrity to ensure that the education system can proceed. Let's go back to Baba Uthandeko Zinti Mkanda. Let's hear Ubutiena Utini. Baba Mkanda, are you still on the line? Now, Baba Mkanda, they used to have these different systems that were set up by Hulumende, such as the BEAM system, the BEAM program itself, that targeted helping abantu abasakhulayo who are facing issues such as debt, so forth, to ensure at least they get to finish their education. Are those systems still working, and what's going on? Why aren't those systems coming into full effect during times like this?
Well, I think, like all government programs, they have this
just all, they are premised on very noble objectives. But it is the implementation of that program which is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
The government will come up with a program and only to leave it halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
This is common. Drive to any place, town, growth point, what? We have structures that are half completed and what have you, because the government bites more than it can chew.
Mm-hmm.
The same old story that is the economy and what, blah, 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 blah. I think what lacks is proper planning in advance behind closed doors. We must analyze what they want to do, how they are going to do it, the time factors involved, who is going to do what. I think basically the planning section of the ministry or social welfare or whosoever, but let me say the government, as regards schemes like BIM,
mm-hmm.
they are very noble, but I think it's now years
mm-hmm.
where that thing literally stopped. Though on paper it's still there, students still go to school, they are registered under BIM, but schools are not getting anything in the form of what of fees that they should get. I think the same goes for the war veterans' children.
Mm-hmm.
The government will wake up towards the elections and try to drop something along those lines and say, this is what we're doing. It has become a political ploy. It's not something that is functional as it was set out to be. I think our government is busy playing politics with almost every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the students also feel that the government is not being fair to them by allowing these school fees, like when 90% of the population is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
when the teachers' welfare is really neglected, is not there, when the teacher's integrity and dignity has been thrown to the dustbin. I think there is nothing that is moving, but the government has failed to implement its own plan, which may be noble, as I said, but the implementation of those plans is very horrible.
All right.
No wonder why people will say this government is useless when it comes to implementing its own programs that are put out by them and implemented by them.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, Baba Mkanda. Let me give UPT West a minute to literally wrap up. Va Namburo, you have 30 seconds to a minute tops to wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
And you literally have a minute to 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay, I've been hearing the government, you know, is an employer, it's employees.
Mm-hmm.
It is the master. But at the same time, the employees must also hear, you know, and understand the conditions in which the government, which is there, happens to be their boss, is faced with. So at the end of the day, the teachers must hit and must accept the lead to that the government is offering, because government actually don't know money. And at the end of the day, whatever they do, the government and the teachers do, change the students must not suffer at the end of the day. And at the same time, the teachers must not take advantage of the economic situation that the government is facing to, you know, to push for their own agendas that they should purely know the government cannot meet. At the end of the day, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of, you know, putting, you know, ahead the future of the youth, the future of our children, you know, at front with you. So I try to see it to go on, and I see it to go on, and I see it to go on, and that should be the major drive between the government and the teachers, who happens also to be our parents.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at the end of the day, they can't push for their selfish interests or their interests. They say, knowing that the government does not have enough to cater for them. And at the same time, they dangle what you call the most difficult,
all right,
you know, approach on the...
Unfortunately, I might have to cut you off there. There's literally a couple of seconds left. So, Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much for Nekupinda Mchirongwa. Baba Mkanta, thank you so much. Ngongena Kuhlelo. Muri Zimbabwe, you heard it there from both PGS Namburo and Thandeko Zinti Mkanta. Thandeko Zinti Mkanta highlighted implementation. Unamburo uthi ababalisi, go back to work. Lifaka abantwana first. Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much. My time here is run out. Let's meet same time, same place. Musakanganwe, Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram. Anokuoneka ni mfaro, ndiniwe nyu Mike Hove. Bye bye!